Graduate Center, the recital hall on the first floor, Graduate Center, 365 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York. Hope you can make it. That's Tuesday, January 9th at 6 p.m.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 35th Annual Real Music Film Festival, taking place January 12th through January 30th at the Northwest Film Center. New works and classics are featured this year, including Charles Mingus, Triumph of the Underdog, Chavela, Long Strange Trip, The Untold Story of the Grateful Dead, The Big Beat, Fats Domino and the Birth of Rock and Roll, and many, many more. Again, that's the 35th Annual Real Music Film Festival, taking place January 12th through the 30th. All screenings are at the Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum, 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland Community Radio. It's 10 o'clock. Be sure and stay tuned at 10:15 for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, The Dirtbag brings you your host, Glenn Andreessen. Not sure what the topics will be today, but in just a moment, we're going to go to Air Cascadia. Stay tuned for that. All this happening on kboo.fm, where you can click on Donate to become a member of this great station. We'd appreciate that.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Resistant Whistleblowing Protections. More than radio here at 90.7 FM on the app, KBOO.FM everywhere, and all year long in the year of the dog, depending on how you interpret that. In some places, that's not such a good year to be rolling into. It's a male year, for example. Let me just say that. We went over some of this yesterday, but it bears mentioning again. If you take any of this sort of thing into account, many people do. Sometimes, The predictions have veins of truth shooting through them. According to the Chinese horoscope, the sign of 2018 is male earth dog. If you happen to see two mountains sitting side by side, or another mountain beyond a mountain, that will be strong earth. People will focus on, wait for it, real estate, agriculture, environment, territorial integrity, religion, and spiritual affairs. But when the Chinese horoscope talks about real estate, they mean business. And when we talk about real estate, we mean what's up with Trump's real estate connections in Ukraine. And in fact, Iran, the Al-Quds, the elite guard in Iran that has financial connections, believe it or not, to the House of Trump. And following those connections, it's not that difficult. Others have done it. One of our guests, Fred Oberlander, for example, has traced those connections. And he's more than happy. Fred's more than happy to go over it with you. We'll be talking with Fred tomorrow. I've spent two frustrating days trying to dig up somebody who wants to talk about the aftermath of a nuclear conflict of any sort, large or small. You cannot build a series of new mini nukes, completely untested, straight out of the box, not made by Apple, so you know that when you plug it in, anything can happen. We find ourselves here talking about war with North Korea, or at least striking, as they say, North Korea. People are talking seriously about it, or they're not, and they're thinking seriously about it instead. And no one has said a word about what the aftermath might look like. When it was spoken of before, years before, what, 30 years or so before, when it was a serious topic of conversation, people were well versed in some of what they, a little of what they might expect in the aftermath, should they be unfortunate enough to survive it. That time, the world, although in serious decline, was not in the state we find it in today, with the oceans dying. They're actually taking corals out of the ocean and pepping them up with a nice man-made environment, and then popping them back into their reef one by one. That's going to take some time. It doesn't. Looking around us, we don't have a hell of a lot of time left to save the space that we have that is still inhabitable. Not a word for years about desertification. Not a word, unless you go to unless you specifically attempt to search for that. And depending on what kind of search engine you're using, it might come up with almost anything. Try Google, and if Google thinks you're female, it'll provide you with a lovely wardrobe in case you happen to be visiting a desert. And also, of course, many ads for the Burj in the Emirates, where you can stay in beyond state-of-the-art hotels and look out on an endless hot blue sky and a horizon embedded in sand and oil. That's about all you can expect from a search engine. No one will talk about it, not even our holy algorithms. So I've been trying to find someone who'd like to talk about that. There aren't many, they're few and far between. The Union of Concerned Scientists, some people will say, yeah, they might be able to speak to the issue, but they're not going to be available. Other people who are available aren't all that claim to be not that well-versed. People are going to be, all it takes is Google Hiroshima and Nagasaki, both of which, by the way, they actually missed their real targets and hit residential neighborhoods. That's why the civilian casualties were so astronomically high. They weren't really military. They weren't the military targets in the first place. But the burns, radiation sickness is no joke. We had the recent Fukushima disaster, which is far from over, and which we are right now engulfed in, if we are silly enough to hop in the water at the beach. But that said, radiation sickness is hideous. it's like microwaving yourself. Your organs are burnt, and internal organs are burnt, and of course, in the very worst cases, skin or and it's something to think about. Just and those are just the physical wounds that the human species will suffer. Other species suffer even greater agony. And of course, the environment, already stressed to the absolute breaking point, the environment will be hit with yet another huge, huge event that it'll have to contend with. And while at the same time managing even greater stress as people run about doing the best they can to save themselves, forgetting that the Earth is a huge community, and we don't. If the other our other species with whom we share the Earth, if they don't survive, neither do we. These are some things. These are just small wisps of headlines. Under each topic that I've just mentioned, there is a very great deal of research, and there is absolutely no contending that this won't happen. Nuclear war is not just another war, only bigger and louder, and of course started with a bigger button. Neither Kim Jong-un nor Kim Jong-un, paradoxically, Kim Jong-un is too young to know, and we don't know how clever he really is. And Donald Trump, of course, a man who is illiterate, functionally illiterate, has had no interest in the niceties of nuclear war. So all he's interested in is a bang and a flash, and he thinks this is going to make him a hero around the world, forgetting that he has just wiped out the world. These things said, we still, I'd still like to speak with anyone in environmental science who has looked into and studied the aftermath of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and who would like to speak to this issue. We don't want to speak about it because it's too horrible to think of. Whatever exchange North Korea and the U.S. might engage in, whatever it is, large or small, controlled or not controlled, the aftermath is going to be is beyond the imagination. It's beyond our powers of imagination. It's going to be so horrible. The numbers killed, of course, will be in the millions. Casualties also in the millions, and the infrastructure required to cope with those kind of numbers simply doesn't exist. And that which does exist will be more or less non-functional. Again, in the aftermath, that's the key word: the aftermath. That is the word we ought to all be talking about. And now, we seem to have, in the blind effort, hoping to get a guest on the air, and failing to do so, we steamrolled right past our own Cascadia weather. Today, we're going to have occasional rain, drizzle, and high around 48 tonight, rain, and temperatures falling down to, we're told by the National Weather Service that it's going to be brisk 46. Tomorrow, rain again, and 56, breezy. The south-southwest wind, 17 to 24, could gust up to 38 miles per hour. And by nightfall, showers, lows around 42, and wind gusting up to 24 miles per hour. That's what we've got for the next 2 days. Cherish those next 2 days, is my advice. Cherish them. We don't know how many more of these days we're going to get. We don't know what what sort of the gifts of the House of Trump, the House of Kim Jong-un have in store for us. It is indeed madness, and it's a madness of a high order, the danger to what we think of and we refer to as our way of life. The danger to our way of life is it shadows terrorism right down into the ground. Again, starting out right here in the Pacific Northwest, for this week so far, a win and a loss, the Nevada rancher, Bundy, who led the armed standoff on federal lands with the intent of fending off the feds and continuing to run his cattle free of charge on public lands. All of that plus Malheur fell apart. They ended up with one one culprit and not much more left. And that said, we also had a win this week with regard to citing a huge oil and gas terminal on the Columbia River. That won't happen, though they'll probably keep trying. And of course, looming over all of it and looming over Washington, D.C., which we're sidestepping today because everything right now is in play. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, January 19th, 2018, in the year of the dog. And you're listening to KBOO Portland. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre.